With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and it's Monday. That means it's time to hit the waiver wire again. And the cupboard isn't quite bare, but we're getting to a point now where it almost looks like, you know, the hurricane news is coming a little bit. So maybe they have some of the generic cans of beans and some of the other things that you might not look at. However, the wide receiver cupboard is still looking pretty decent. There's still some names we think that can help you, including one last week we tried to tell you about, and some of you listened, some of you did not, but that's okay. We're here anyway. We are here to accept you, to love you, because that's the kind of podcast we do here. And of course, speaking of acceptance and love, Pat Fitzmaurice, Derek Brown, D-Bro, Derek, the King of Bros, the Fantasy Bro, all of us here today talking waiver wire. Gentlemen, a wacky back-to-back weeks here. Week 7 certainly had its share of upsets. The New England Patriots somehow beat the Buffalo Bills. I don't know how that happened. I'm still trying to figure it out. And we also had the Detroit Lions get checked. You had the Miami Dolphins get checked. So, Pat, really, this was an interesting week of football, not to mention it looks like Patrick Mahomes kind of decided that he was going to throw his hat back into that MVP race. What'd you think of that performance from Mahomes?
Oh, my goodness. The Mahomes-Kelsey combination in the first half, Joe. And up until this year, I had not been one of those people willing to spend a first-round pick on Travis Kelsey in a draft because I never liked how my team build went if I went tight end in the first round. This year, I finally relented and took Kelsey in a few drafts. I'm pretty happy about it, to be quite honest. You know, when you're looking at in a PPR league, it's halftime or not even halftime of the Chiefs game, and Travis Kelsey has already got 29 some PPR points, and you're basically assured of winning your week. Pretty good feeling. No regrets about taking Kelsey that early.
Speaking of good feelings, D-Bro on the DFS show on Betting Pros on Friday absolutely crushed the slate there. How good did it feel to watch Deonta Foreman just continue to score touchdown after touchdown? Because you nailed that one, my friend, and a few others, that's for sure.
Oh, man, yeah. Deonta Foreman, what was it, a hat trick? He had three touchdowns on the day, three. Man. Very, very nice, man.
Three
especially
for Foreman.
People looking over, and you love to see the flop lag, people getting so upset. They played him the week before, and then he doesn't do much. And hey, we're still here, baby. We're still out here. We're grinding DFS. We're getting all the content out there. You love to see it, man. Although I am a little bit upset about Christian Watson, so Jordan Love, looking at you.
I wish Jordan Love was looking at Christian Watson. That's all I'm going to say. I know Pat does, too, because all I did all day and during that game was watch Christian Watson get open and watch Jordan Love never even look at him, but I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. This week, it's time to get right back to business, and we're going to get to our waiver wire pickup of the week. Last week's did pretty well. I hope you added Josh Downs. More on him a little later in the show. We'll get to that in a second. But it's time to go back to the running back position this week for the waiver wire selection of the week. And his name?
Running backs.
It's Darrell Henderson, running back from the Los Angeles Rams, rostered in 34% of leagues. Everybody was chasing Zach Evans. That turned out not to be the right thing. Royce Freeman also getting involved. We'll talk about him in a second. But Darrell Henderson and Freeman kind of worked in tandem in this game. They did come up short, however, unfortunately, against the Pittsburgh Steelers that we did see. But D-Bro, let's start with you and Henderson, because Henderson, I think, is one of these guys, you know, we've kind of been here, done that when it comes to Darrell Henderson. This is not a new name. It's a name that's kind of been resurrected from practice squads and, you know, from fantasy irrelevance. Yesterday, 18 carries for 61. He did have the touchdown. He also saw two targets, caught only one of them for 5 yards. So it wasn't an enormous day, but it was good enough on this lackluster running back day to finish as RB14 so far with Monday night still available. So talk to me about what you saw out of Darrell Henderson yesterday and what you think you're going to see out of him for the next few weeks when Kyren Williams is now on the IR officially. That happened this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get three more weeks of probably Darrell Henderson as a lead back in this offense. And it sounds crazy. Yes, I know. Darrell Henderson comes off the couch and he gets 19 touches. He plays almost 60% of the snaps, but the Rams kind of told this. Like, I wrote this in the primer. If you were reading all the stuff Sean McVay was saying all week, it was like, hey, I'm going to wax poetic, few different quotes on Darrell Henderson, maybe a little smattering on Royce Freeman. Hey, what do you think about Zach Evans? He's learning. He's learning the NFL. Yeah. And I mean, we saw this kind of coming, man. And this all came down to, and I wrote it up in the primer, the Rams were going to throw the ball. Who did they trust on passing downs? Daryl Henderson has proven that time and time again. He's the guy they trust on passing downs. So as long as he was in shape, the Rams have no issues giving big workloads to guys. We saw this with CJ Anderson previously. So Daryl Henderson should be the top pickup this week. And I'm telling you, like, he's going out there and he's breaking tackles and he's looking fantastic, but he's going to get snaps. He's going to get opportunities. And the schedule upcoming is really nice. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, he has good matchups. And yes, I think he's going to be the lead back until Kyren comes back. You don't roll out a guy in the first week and say, oh, hey, we're going to give you 19 touches, then just go away from you. They get Dallas next and Green Bay after that. Both of those teams are top 10 in explosive run rates allowed. So Daryl Henderson, we're going to be firing up as a top 24 back.
Can't believe I woke up this morning and heard a CJ Anderson reference. I was not prepared for that, for sure. Pat Fitzmaurice, should we have known better? I mean, Henderson is the guy that spent the most time in this system with McVay. He had been there for years, plural, so he understands the playbook. It's a very complicated one, no doubt. Should we all, as a fantasy community, been a little bit more aggressive on Henderson? Because I know everybody was aggressive on Zach Evans, but that news, that was in the tighter window, especially on, you know, leagues that have rolling waivers on Mondays and Tuesdays. We could just add guys. That was the guy to add until the week kind of pressed on and more of the Henderson-Freeman buzz started to grow. So what was your take for Henderson? How much do you want to spend on Henderson? Debro was pretty aggressive there considering the schedule coming up and the opportunity with Kyren Williams on the show for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's funny. Maybe we should have known because Daryl Henderson seems to be the designated splasher of cold water on our enthusiasm for all other Rams running backs. I'm thinking specifically Cam Akers, 2022 season opener Thursday night. Thinking, you know, this was Cam's time to shine, and you know, seeing Daryl Henderson out there getting the vast majority of the snaps.
When it was like him and Malcolm Brown. And it was just like, I don't know. It just seems like Daryl Henderson's always that
Those
dude.
Those wounds
just
still feel there. Really fresh, guys. Dude, just going to throw it out there.
Still new.
They do, yeah. So, I mean, you have to feel pretty good. Debro mentioned it, the trust they have with him on passing downs. And this is primarily a passing team with Stafford, you know, averaging, I think it was going into last week, 37.3 passing attempts per game. So they like that comfort level. I don't feel quite as enthusiastic as Debro does about the matchup with Dallas this coming week. But yeah, Green Bay is a good matchup after that. Then it's a bye, then Seattle, and I do wonder if maybe by the time we get to that Seattle week, if Kyren Williams is ready to come back. So maybe you've got, like, really only one great matchup for Henderson. Like, that is my one reservation about going out and making a huge splash with your fab money. I still think, though, if you are hurting at running back, you could warrant a bid of 20%. You know,
Okay.
Like if you have a vacancy at running back and,
like
and
in
nothing
the thick of it in the standings too, you're saying you're one of these teams that's, you know, right now got basically above 500 record, one loss or one win kind of thing.
Yeah, in our weekly waiver article, we have a true value bid on each player, and then we have a desperation bid. I think the desperation bid for Henderson is around 20%. I think the true value bid is probably somewhere in the 11 to 14% range.
Yeah. Debro, what's that number look like for you?
I was gonna say that's about where I'm at. I'm somewhere around 10 to 12%. And the other thing we need to throw out here at this point of the season, you might not even have to spend that much, depending on what fab looks like. So before you even set these bids, this kind of we need to like rewind this a little bit. You need to go to your league and look at what everybody's fab standings look like. So okay, what is gonna be the top bid? That it might be hefty. Who knows? But it might not be, considering where we've at with all the injuries and all the pickups so far this year that people have spent aggressively for. So I'm somewhere in the 10 to 12% range. Again, I think Henderson will be a low-end RB2, high-end 3 is going to be his floor for the next 2 to 3 games where he's the starter. So for buying that type of window, I think that's about right.
And the other thing, let me just add that there are no teams on bye this week. We go from a 16 bye week to a zero, a non-bye week. So maybe that lowers the level of need around the league and you don't need to bid quite as much. So I think if you really need him, you could warrant going to 20%, but you might be able to sneak him through at 15, 16, 17.
Royce Freeman, on the other hand, too, just to kind of give people an idea, rostered in 26% of leagues yesterday, 12 carries for 66. So he actually got a little bit more on the carry side, but also had a better yards per carry. You could point to that. He did not have the touchdown. That's where Henderson did, and that's where his day got separated. So, Pat, if you miss out on Henderson, or if you're trying to prioritize, is it Henderson over Freeman for you? And if so, what's the pivot point in price to Freeman?
Yeah, I mean, Henderson played 10 more snaps than Freeman did. Mm-hmm. So, but if, again, you're desperate and you want a backup bid, maybe something behind, you're bidding on Henderson and you want Freeman if Henderson doesn't go through, then maybe you bid, I don't know, around 10% on Freeman.
And these are temporary guys, but as you pointed out, we're in the thick of the season here. And if you're trying to catapult yourself into playoffs, there's really no more time to be patient. Like, this is the time here. You're at the halfway point. Patience is running thin. You know, opportunities are running thin. And also, fab budget's running thin. Well, so that being said, Derek, when you take out of what you saw yesterday from Royce Freeman and try to equate it to a number, what does that look like?
I'm a little bit lighter on the bid only because of how I'm projecting this backfield. So Royce Freeman got 42% of the snaps. I mean, he was an early down option only. He got zero targets. He ran 8 routes versus Henderson 13. And the problem that I feel about with Royce Freeman is that's maybe the best case scenario for him, because walking in, Henderson played almost 60% of the snaps. If he walks out of this week healthy and another week into the system and game shape, all those different types of narratives we want to throw out there, who's to say he doesn't play 80% of the snaps next week and Royce Freeman is just a true dud? Like, this feels like Royce Freeman was a breather back that could get less work as we move along with Daryl Henderson, with the Daryl Henderson maybe experience. So for me, I'm around 4 to 5%. I'm going to lessen my bid because with only early downs as his main source of value, well, Henderson's working there as well, I see his snaps as possibly just going down moving forward.
All right, before we get to the next running back on our list to talk about, just a reminder here, trying to figure out who the pretenders are and who the contenders are. It's that time of year. We're halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings isn't stopping there. No, no. All customers can take advantage of a new sweetener offer every single game this October. And obviously, there's a lot of interesting games on the slate. As Pat pointed out, it's going to be a full slate of games this week, back from the bye. So get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS when you do. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code FANTASYPROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, gentlemen, let's get to the next name on our list. And some of you might chuckle at this. In fact, this list is starting to, as we go on from Henderson to Royce Freeman to the next one here, is starting to look like the three ghosts that visit Ebenezer Scrooge in Christmas Carol, because it's Amari DiMarcado, who was our waiver wire pickup of the week a few weeks ago and got all the playing time, got all the opportunity in terms of the injury to James Conner, then was on the field a ton, and it wasn't him. It was Keontae Ingram who ended up having more fantasy points. It was a very frustrating scenario. And all week, Pat, we laid out this whole thing, this narrative of, you know, I guarantee you he's going to be on the field more, and I'm going to guarantee you he probably ends up producing. And you could see all the people who got frustrated after that first week of spending and picking him up, that ownership tag, that roster percentage went from in the 60s down to 20%. 20% in 1 week on Sleeper. So yesterday, if you were keeping score at home, and I know you were because you're watching and listening to the show, he finishes RB 22 with 13 carries for 58 yards. Also had 4 receptions in that game, just for 17 yards. But again, in PPR, that's 4 more points, 5 actually altogether. So, Pat, what do you make of DeMarcado in this situation here with the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, Joe, it's almost as if the fantasy gods are punishing us for our interest in the Arizona backfield and running backs not named James Conner.
For your insolence.
So, yeah, we have to be interested, though, if we have a need there, because he is maybe even more so than Henderson has seemingly security of workload. Like, I don't know what happened with the Cardinals brain trust after the week 6 game to so severely change, recalibrate things. DeMarcado did play the most snaps in week 6, but we saw Ingram play nearly as many snaps, Keyonte Ingram, and have a lot more touches. But then yesterday, 53 out of 66 offensive snaps for Amari DeMarcado, 13 carries, 4 catches. So he was a busy man. And boy, I mean, like, if you can get that certainty of workload, that pretty, I don't want to say it's safe because we thought it was safe the week before he had, what, 3 touches? But it looks pretty good. And I think you could warrant a bit of 10 to 12% on DeMarcado this week.
And I understand why the percentage of drop was so drastic. It's because last week's buys were so many. So people were between a rock and a hard place. So they couldn't afford to just put him on the bench, which I get. So for those of you who had that scenario, I understand. But for those of you who didn't and you just lost patience that quickly, it's one of those good lessons to learn, I think, going into next year, which is if you're going to spend fab on a guy and it doesn't work out the next week, let's try to give it a little bit more of a berth, especially if there's going to be opportunity in the weeks ahead. DeMarcado, it's almost like we willed this to happen all week when we were talking about it. We talked about it on the live stream. We talked about it during the week of the DFS show. You and I privately talked about it. It's like, you watch, he'll be an RB2 this week. You'll see, and everybody will be looking at the waiver guy and go, I can't believe I spent all that money after 1 week and dropped him. And now that's exactly what's going on.
People felt they got bamboozled. And look, I get it. I was totally with you. Like, we're looking at the talent, and then we're watching last week unfold, and we're like, why is this a 3-way committee? Why is Damian Williams getting run? What are we doing here, people? And this week, it was like everything came back. What we should have seen the week before actually happened. 17 touches, 75 total yards. He's a top 24 running back. He played 80% of the snaps. What do we not like here? You could make a case that he should be, if he's out there, he's the pickup over Darrell Henderson. Why not, boys? Like, 80% snap share. I mean, he's in that same conversation. So whatever you think you want to bid on Darrell Henderson, if DeMarcado's out there, they're exactly, there's a Spider-Man gif. They're looking, they're staring at each other. Oh, hey, look, you have a 70% snap share. Oh, you do too. And talking to each other and saying, hey, we both could be plug-and-play RB2s. And you look at the matchup upcoming, Baltimore Ravens, their pass defense is stout. But you can run on this defense. So I'm with Pat, 10 to 12%. Get him back on your team.
All right. Let's talk about some guys to drop before some other running backs that might be worth adding. Speaking of Arizona, Keyonte Ingram, is it time to drop him now, Derek, in that scenario? Because bye of bye. What we just mentioned. Bye bye. Okay, Pat, bye bye. You are nodding in agreement as well. So Keyonte yes. Ingram can't stay anymore at the party. Pat, what about Craig Reynolds? Another one, too, where I assume we're going to get David Montgomery back this week, or at least hopeful for that. But Jahmyr Gibbs also looked good against the Ravens, who Derek just mentioned you can run the football. That was one of the lone bright spots on Amon-Ra St. Brown of that game.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to check and try to at least get a better read on the status of David Montgomery before dropping Reynolds, just because he got game scripted out. I mean, the Lions fell into such a big hole early on that they didn't really give him a chance, although Dan Campbell did say all week that he was going to use Gibbs a lot. So I think you could probably, if you were really had the screws being turned on you as far as roster size.
Well, let me turn the screws on you. Let me do it. DeMarcado okay. or Craig Reynolds? Would you drop Reynolds for DeMarcado?
Yes.
Yep. Would you drop him for any of the Rams guys?
Yes.
Okay,
either.
So there you go. Yep. So yeah. There you go. All right, let's talk about some of the running backs that might be floating around the waiver wire. We've talked a lot about Zach Charbonnet. He's an important piece. Ken Walker looked awesome yesterday. He was trucking guys. He was knocking guys over. I know it's the Arizona Cardinals defense, but still, man, Ken Walker looked awesome. But you know this team wants to run the football, has to run the football. So Charbonnet is a really valuable piece. The other piece that I want to talk about, who is, you know, not somebody that's rostered in as many leagues as you think at this point. It's down to 47% over on Sleeper, and it might be less in some of your leagues as well. It's Dalvin Cook, and you might be saying, why? He's irrelevant with the Jets. But Diana Rossini this week was reporting that the Jets are accepting offers on him and basically have put him on the trade block. And I think Dalvin Cook is appealing to a few teams. Here are two of the teams, by the way, that have checked in, quote unquote, on him. The Cleveland Browns, which now we have that situation where Jerome Ford left in a walking boot. So now we're down from Chubb to question mark about Jerome Ford. Kareem Hunt banged up. We'll talk about the next guy in the Browns in the second, Pierre Strong, because this all comes into one conversation. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, another team that could potentially use him as well. Apparently the Rams are kicking the tires also, but the Bucs, Pat, and specifically the Browns, that's the one that really intrigues me, because Dalvin Cook to me on the Browns could look, Dalvin Cook isn't what he was, but he could be a fantasy asset there. That's how I think, because that team wants to play defense, wants to, you know, take care of the football a little bit, and they pulled one out of a hat yesterday, but it was real close.
I'm probably going to let someone else make the Dalvin Cook move. I'm just not real. I haven't seen enough spark with him on the Jets to for me to be interested in him, Joe. And like, I understand, I don't necessarily think he's completely done. And we know he kind of came into the situation with the Jets. No training camp, coming off an injury himself, kind of had the deck stacked against him a little bit.
What if he was with Stefanski again, his old guy with the Minnesota Vikings? What if, you know, we're talking about a system that makes sense in terms of the verbiage and being able to pick something up quickly. Does that have any appeal to you? It was like a slide him under the waiver wire, dollar bid kind of guy?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think we're going to see anything close to old Dalvin Cook. I just think he's kind of been through the ringer physically. He's a little older now. I just don't know if that Dalvin Cook exists anymore.
That is fair enough. That's for sure. What are your thoughts here? Dalvin Cook, obviously somebody that, like, I know people are like, why are we talking about Dalvin Cook? But I'm talking about him because there could be a window in the next few weeks where he becomes relevant and you can get him for nothing. As a throw in a trade in a deeper league, as whatever, just to speculate and see if he ends up somewhere like Cleveland. Derek, if that happens, again, it's not like Stefanski doesn't know what to do with him. He was the offensive coordinator of the Vikings in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dalvin narrative and the best case run out for him is that he goes to Cleveland and he gets volume and he could be a better option than Kareem Hunt. And I think all those things are plausible. So if you want to throw in a min bid for Dalvin Cook, I'm not against it, but the other thing about that is it has to be on a team where you've got a winning record. Your roster is pretty solidified. Like, Dalvin's not a guy that you're looking at taking a roster space up from somebody else that you could be plugging into your lineup over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So if I'm in that spot or I'm in a deep league and I need, you know, somebody to just consider for flex, maybe with a little bit of upside, I get it after that. But outside of those scenarios, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with Pat, like, that Dalvin, okay. I think he's a shade of his former self. All the numbers bear that out. 2.1 yards into contact per attempt. I just think he's on the backside. And look, the cliff came quickly for Dalvin Cook, but we always go back to this, boys. Volume is king in fantasy. Volume is going to fuel fantasy points scored. So if Dalvin were to go to Cleveland and get the volume, yeah, he's going to be relevant. I mean, we're sitting here talking about Daryl Henderson being relevant as a top 24
back.
That's
why I'm looking at a week here where, you know, everybody's back and people are looking and the waiver wire is kind of bare at running back. At the same time, it's kind of these weird sneaky moves that might cost you nothing to find out. And then those guys become trade chips. Like, if he gets traded immediately, there's people in your league that go, oh, Dalvin Cook. And he might not be worth that price in their head, but he becomes worthy in a trade where you could move him for something else. I think this is, again, if you're in a 14 team league or something like that, or even a very competitive league, it's something to just speculate and think about. Not saying to go crazy on it, but Pierre Strong, the other guy to talk about in the Browns real quick, yesterday got 8 carries for 25. Kareem Hunt was banged up. We know Ford came out of that game. Debro, you want to throw a buck or anything on him before we move on to the wide receivers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with throwing some money behind Pierre Strong. I've been high on Pierre Strong since he was a prospect. I mean, before the draft class happened and the Patriots just nuked my heart, Pierre Strong was my RB3 in that class. I looked at him as discount Breece Hall. So the talent is definitively there. And tell me, do you think the Patriots are wishing that they probably kept Pierre Strong at this point? Looking how Mondre is running, looking at Ezekiel Elliott, they didn't have more juice than other ones.
I'm wearing my Patriots
just
shirt today. I'm always a proud Patriots fan. My favorite was the Bill Belichick press conference after the game. Coach, how do you feel about your 300th win? It was great. That's literally what he said. It's literally what he said. Go back and watch it. It was.
Well, you get plenty more years of Bill because he also got the news that he had a contract extension too. So
Pat, you just signed a lucrative contract extension on the down low as well. Pat Pierre Strong, quick thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, after Jerome Ford got hurt, which people think might be a high ankle sprain that the injury docs seem to think. Yep. So that's troublesome. And then after he got hurt, it was actually Pierre Strong getting more touches and more snaps than Kareem Hunt. But that was because Kareem Hunt has been dealing with a thigh injury of his own. So I think ideally, if they're confident in Kareem Hunt's health, it's probably something like 60-40. But maybe they're not yet fully confident that he can handle that sort of workload. And we see Strong get something close to 50-50 in a backfield that's going to have a lot of run-friendly game scripts because the Browns play such great defense and are going to be tight in a lot of ball games, if not, you know, winning with that run-friendly setup.
We are past the midway point of October, which is the best sports month on the planet. You got football, you got baseball playoffs, you got hockey back, basketball back, everything's going on here. And of course, the best way to watch all of your favorite teams is on television, but it's also a great way to do it, which is live, going there in person. And the best way to get tickets for all of those games that you want to see is the Game Time app, the official ticketing app of Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you peace of mind with your purchases. They let you see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive at the contest, the game, the comedy club, whatever it might be. They've got tickets for it, and all their prices show you the total up front. Isn't that a nice change of pace so you know exactly what you're paying for and you're always getting a great deal and it takes no time at all? You can buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. So take the guesswork out of ticket buying with the Game Time app right now. Download Game Time right now. Download that app, create an account, and redeem the code FANTASYPROS, one word, FANTASYPROS, for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem a code for FANTASYPROS. That's FANTASYPROS, all one word, for $20 off. Go see the concert. Go see the game. Go have yourself a laugh. Get out there. Do something nice. And do it on the Game Time app. Download it today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
Wide receivers.
Let's get to the wide receivers, gentlemen, and let's talk about the guy that we started the show with last week, Josh Downs. Not a bad performance. We were slightly concerned. We loved picking him up anyway. We knew the Browns are a great defense, and yes, they had some great defensive moments, especially Myles Garrett, but wide receiver two, Josh Downs on the week, 5 of 6 for 125 and a tutty. Pat, this was a pretty incredible day for him. Next week, they get New Orleans, then Carolina, then New England. So your thoughts on the Josh Downs performance, who is rostered in still just 52% of leagues on Sleeper.
Oh, man. He was really impressive yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was kind of focused in on that game in the early window. And like the word that kept coming to mind watching him play is wiggly. Like, he is tough to guard. He is like just dangerous after the catch. I mean, trying to cover him must feel like trying to bait a hook with an especially squirmy worm where, you know, you're in danger of stabbing yourself in the hand because you can't just get a handle on this guy. And like Downs is, man, he is kinetic. So, yes, I'm much more enthusiastic than I was a week ago. I was mildly interested a week ago. Now I kind of want to add this guy and I'd be willing to go like 7 or 8%.
Well, last week you could all added him cheaper, everybody.
Yep.
Hope you did. Hope you all listened. D-Bro, Josh Downs, your thoughts on the squiggly worm, I believe, as Pat put it?
I'm down with it, man.
Wiggly.
Down with it, man. He's played well. And if you read the primer, you already knew walking into this game he was going to be the primary option against man coverage, not Michael Pittman. He had the better matchup. He's been the guy they've gone to and Cleveland Browns top five as far as man coverage rate. Josh Downs, he has another chance to sit here and build upon that this upcoming week. New Orleans Saints, Alante Taylor in slot coverage has been struggling. And Josh Downs over the last 3 weeks, almost a 20% target share. That's not going away, people. 2.5 yards per route run. These are fantastic numbers. I'm totally with Pat. 7 to 8% is what you should be bidding on him. Again, New Orleans is a favorable matchup. I'm not worried about Carolina so much. And if you're going to attack New England, you better do it against the slot, against Miles Bryant, because these outside corners for New England are playing extremely well. So again, We could be talking about three matchups in a row for Josh Downs. I'm not going to say that he's going to be a top 36 wide receiver, but he's knocking on the door of that realm. Absolutely.
Well, he was knocking on the door of number one. Yeah. I mean, it was a terrific performance for him. And great for everybody who picked him up on a discount last week. Tank Dell, another guy coming off a bye here. He is 48% rostered on Yahoo, but 58 on Sleeper. So, he's available in more leagues than you realize. D-Bro, let's do the quick skinny on Tank Dell. This is a player that has kind of been picked up and dropped quite a bit. Nico Collins has had his moments. You've seen Robert Woods have some moments as well in this offense. But Stroud's played. He has shown you a lot of veteran presence for a rookie. I think anybody who watches CJ Stroud's got to be impressed. So is Tank Dell somebody this week that you could feel good about picking up off that waiver wire and streaming?
I love Tank Dell so much. And I want to throw this out there. The fact that we had so many teams on a bye last week and how pinched fantasy gamers were out there is the only reason that Tank Dell could be out there, because this is a guy, the talent level, there's no way he should be hitting a waiver wire, but we're seeing it happen. I mean, look, guys, wide receiver 29 in fantasy points per game, a top 36 wide receiver hits the waiver wire. That should never happen. So yes, you need to be spending up. 6-8% is kind of my floor. I'm willing to go as high as 10-12%. Believe in the talent. Believe in CJ Stroud. The upcoming matchups are not fantastic, but they're not terrible. They get the Panthers, Buccaneers, and Bengals. But Tank Dell has shown us he's 15th in yards per route run right now. He has the talent to beat tough matchups as well. Pick him up.
Pat, he had two great games in week two and week three, then a down week in week four, then unfortunately in week five against Atlanta, came out early with that concussion. He missed week six, missed the week of the bye, obviously. So this is an intriguing time where the son of a fork in the road. So which way do you want to take her when it comes to Tank Dell?
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to go 5 or 6%, maybe not quite as much. And just the general overview, we're not spending quite as much on wide receivers because I think they're more readily available than we know what the demand is for running backs on the waiver wire. It's always steep if anyone's going to get playing time. So, but yeah, I mean, D-Bro and our guy Thor Nystrom have been honking the horn for Tank Dell ever since they saw him at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, I thought I kind of dismissed him because he was, you know, he's a super small guy. And like, if a guy's that small, I want to see him clock like a 4.3 in the combine, and Tank Dell didn't do that. But, you know, Thor was telling me, hey, man, this guy's like trying to cover Mercury. And like he was indeed right about that. Like, it has been really difficult for NFL defenses to try to get the clamps on this guy.
All right. Kendrick Bourne, another guy worth discussing, I think, for those people who are really desperate for wide receiver. He is rostered in 39% of leagues. If you look at the last 2 weeks, I don't know if this is a trend, Pat, but 18 targets. He's caught 16 of them. He has finished as wide receiver 14, wide receiver 17. Next week, they get Miami, clearly a game script where you're probably going to have to throw the ball to keep up with Miami. Do you see Kendrick Bourne as a viable streamer this week on a Patriots offense that has been grossly underwhelming all year, but all of a sudden a new trend is popping up specifically with Bourne?
Yeah, I do. In working on the weekly waiver article, D-Bro and I do, you know, we collaborate on a lot of this, and we've been talking about Kendrick Bourne. And I guess our concern with him was that when the Patriots wide receiver core was pretty healthy early in the year, when Juju was playing, when Demario Douglas was playing, Bourne was getting about a 50% snap share, which it's hard for anyone to be fantasy viable in sort of a limited passing game at 50% snaps. But now I think, I don't want to speak for D-Bro, but it seems like we agree that Bourne has kind of grown beyond that 50% snap share. And even when Juju comes back, it's not going to matter. Like, Bourne has to get at least 70-75% snaps in this offense, because he has been pretty clearly the best receiver there. Like, I'm mildly intrigued by Pops Douglas too.
Me too.
Like, that guy's, he's really talented.
Well, let's talk about him now. So let's talk about Demario Douglas, because he was on our list, but let's just mention him real quick along with Bourne, because Douglas is another one of these guys that, you know, rookie player, people like the spark that he gives. They could certainly use a spark. They could use some more speed. Do you think in deeper leagues, Douglas is somebody to monitor or even add?
A flyer, if you can get him real cheaply, if you have bench room for him, and hoping that he turns out to be special. Like, right now, I don't think you can count on anything close to fantasy viability from him, but he is the sort of guy, he's so uniquely talented that maybe he does pop and becomes a guy you can trust late in the year.
Any trust for Kendrick Bourne, D-Bro?
I trust Kendrick Bourne. I'm just glad that the Patriots finally trust Kendrick Bourne. What does this man have to do to get into the good graces of the hoodie? It's ridiculous. You have four games where he's played at least 80% of the snaps this year, guys. And he's finally, finally a full-time starter. Those four games, 11 targets, 89 receiving yards, 7 targets, 63 and a tutty, 11 targets, 64 and 2 touchdowns. Three outstanding performances. This passing attack should run through Kendrick Bourne, and I think it's finally going to. Even if Juju comes back, that's bad news for Demario Douglas. Kendrick Bourne this week was finally the unquestioned starter, and they ran a committee of wide receivers, even Devontae Parker. God, they finally bumped down his snaps. But behind Kendrick Bourne, it was a committee. So spend up for Bourne. I believe the talent is real and the production is real. And finally, the Patriots are getting out of their way and playing the man.
Let's take a quick break in the action. We talk a lot about what makes winners on this show. And there's one thing all teams, coaches, and players have in common, and that's preparation. Planning is the key for everyday life, too, and a great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join Air Medcare Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. Air Medcare Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an Air Medcare Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight when flown by one of their providers. That's right, you'd pay nothing. You can become a member of Air Medcare Network for just $99 per year, and right now our listeners get up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use that offer code FANTASYPROS. That's FANTASYPROS, one word, no spaces, FANTASYPROS. Make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/FANTASYPROS. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/FANTASYPROS today.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, and now back to the action. Odell Beckham, 39% rostered, same as Kendrick Bourne, ironically, right now. Odell obviously has not had the season that he had hoped for so far. Do you see the second half being something worth bidding on this week, D-Bro?
Yes, I think 1% to 2%. I think you can get him off of waivers if he's out there. And he's out there in a ton of leagues. Like, he's below 30% rostered in multiple formats. So I have a lot of interest in Odell with the matchups that we have upcoming. So Odell is kind of the perfect... He's the perfect sauce as far as, like, if you don't want to spend up and you don't want to chase all these other guys on the waiver wire, he's the guy that you could sneak through for 1% to 2%. And we're looking at a schedule, guys. He gets Arizona. He gets Seattle the next 2 weeks. We could be staring at a top 36 wide receiver over those two games, considering Odell Beckham Jr. got a 25% target share. Now, he didn't do a ton with it, but a 25% target share against those two secondaries? Yeah, man. That plays up.
All right. Odell for you, Pat. Your thoughts?
Yeah. D-Bro mentioned it. Well, one, it's great that he's actually been able to stay healthy so far. Like, it seems like the odds of him going down with an injury are like 50-50 in any game he plays. But he has managed to stay healthy. He's still pretty good. And as D-Bro pointed out, he's got some really nice matchups coming up the next couple of weeks with, what, the Cardinals and the Seahawks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty good ones. Let's talk about some guys you might be able to drop this week. Quentin Johnston. We talked about picking him up. We talked about speculative adding him. Another day of two targets. So far, he's got one catch in the last two games coming out of the bye. D-Bro, is it time to drop Quentin Johnston?
Yep. It's sad. I mean,
yeah,
really, really good organization
happens, but it's not happening now.
Really good organization, yeah. Spending first round picks on wide receivers to run clear out routes. You love to see it. Way to go, Chargers.
Well, Pat, I mean, look, Johnston might do something here at some point. But the problem is, if guys like Downs are out there, guys like Bourne that you can play and get productivity out, you got to make that switch now.
I think so. Yeah, not worth waiting and hoping that it happens eventually. We're coming into the second half of the fantasy regular season here, Joe. Like, we gotta act and get the guys who are doing it.
Sky Moore, also somebody I think we can say effectively it's time to drop to, especially with the Mecole Hardman edition this week.
It's funny how low the passer rating is for Patrick Mahomes on throws to Sky Moore. Like, you'd think he was Zach Wilson on throws to Sky Moore. It's just comically bad. So, yeah, you can get rid of Sky Moore.
All right. I know D-Bro feels the same. Let's run through some other names here real quick that you need to know. Rashid Shaheed almost made an incredible – well, he did make an incredible catch, but it just fell short of the end zone. Had he made that catch, it would have been flying around social media. Everybody would be talking about Rashid Shaheed. We talk about him every single week. I think that's another player y'all should be adding for sure, and I can't believe I just said y'all.
Yo,
I spent way too much time with Derek Brown.
It's happened!
I should be you for Halloween. Yes. That's what I should do on Tuesday. Jaden Reed, another name that we've talked about a lot, and people saying, okay, why is Jaden Reed relevant again? Well, because Christian Watson came up lame at the end of that game, and on top of that, Musgrave also dealing with an injury. So we're talking about all of a sudden maybe targets opening up. I know Jordan Love has been terrible. I don't want to say it again in front of Pat. Definitely some things to talk about there. Jameson Williams, another one that's flied around that we know is still available in more leagues than there should be. And Jalin Hyatt starting to get a little bit of work here for the Giants. Pat, real quick, because we talked about this last night on the recap show. Did you think that there's going to be any quarterback controversy here with Tyrod Taylor these last two games, getting this team competitive a little bit? And I know it was an ugly game at times. A lot of defense played in this game for sure. But is Daniel Jones just – I mean, you're paying him all this money, right? He's got to come back and be quarterback, right?
Yeah, no controversy after they gave Danny Dimes the bag. But they could forestall his return and say they're playing it extra cautiously because Tyrod is playing really well right now.
All right. Let's go through the next grouping here. Let's talk about some of the streamers potentially that we have. And again, remember, there's always extra help for you. Go to fantasybros.com. Check out the waiver wire article that the guys have been working on all night. Check it out. It always gets updated as well. We also have the live stream every single Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you have questions, Derek and I always answer them on our YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. By the way, want to mention the winner of the autographed Christian Kirk jersey was Charles Cox. So congratulations, Charles. You're the big winner. You can get in touch with us over at mailbag@fantasypros.com. Again, with your mailing address and proof of your subscription to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. And we'll get in touch with you. Again, the winner is Charles Cox. So congratulations to you, Charles. You won the Christian Kirk jersey. And we're giving away something new, too. If you want a chance to win a glorious fantasy football championship belt for your league, courtesy of all of our friends at Trophy Smack, the number one destination for epic fantasy football trophies, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Bros YouTube channel right now. Drop a comment below, and that's it. That's all you got to do. We'll be announcing the winner right here on the channel, so make sure you ring that bell till it goes ding for notifications if you want to win this incredible fantasy football championship from our friends over at Trophy Smack. Let's do the streamers of the week, gentlemen, and get out of here.
Quarterbacks, tight ends, and defenses.
Let's start with the QB. Pat, who do you want to stream at quarterback this week?
Oh, Mac Jones, Joe. Like, we know it can come and go with Mac Jones, but he looked so good and was so efficient yesterday against the Bills. And now he gets a Miami defense that I believe is, among the top 10 teams in most points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. There's actually, I don't want to say shootout potential in a game involving the Patriots, but Mac Jones could be forced to throw a lot in this game. Let's put it that way.
I have such mixed feelings. I want a high draft pick, and I don't want any more wins. That's what I want as a Patriot. Who do you want as a quarterback this week to stream here, D-Bro?
People can hate him all they want to. They can make all the jokes on social media. Derek Carr was QB8 last week.
Yeah, dude, I'm
so
with you.
As much as people want to sit here throw the jokes out, he's producing in fantasy. He's thrown the ball 50 and 55 times over the last 2 weeks. And for everybody that says, well, he wanted to do that against the Colts. Did you just see what the Colts did to the Browns? They're going to push the Saints. You can throw in the Colts. Fifth most passing yards allowed. Zone heavy defense. You want to pick up Rashid Shaheed and Derek Carr and start both this week? I'm fine with it.
40 of those throws were to Alvin Kamara of the 50 feet.
That might be. You might have hit the under on that, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Do you know what the number was on Thursday for that? 4.5. I smashed that. I kept doing this. I was like a cartoon character going with my eyes going, am I seeing that right? 4.5? How could it possibly be 4.5? I was like 4.5 in the first quarter?
Over.
How is it? Over. Over. And you know what? I had that bet separately, and then I had it paired with a Rashid Shaheed touchdown and something crazy. It was a high number, and that catch broke my heart.
Yeah, I'm still smarting from betting Derek Carr over 1.5 passing touchdowns and then watching Foster Moreau drop the touchdowns. A lot of fun.
Oh, God.
A lot of fun. Plus money bet. Lots of fun.
All right, let's go to tight end. Speaking of Foster Moreau, gross. Let's get to Pat on this one first. Pat, I think we're staying with the theme here with New Orleans, it feels like.
Yeah, first I want to be declared the winner for the streaming tight end last week when I picked the same guy I'm going to take this week. The human open-ended straight flush draw because he has so many outs. Taysom Hill, he runs, he catches, he passes. I mean, you saw last week when the Saints offense stopped working, they just brought in Taysom Hill like, okay, let's just run it into the end zone here. Let's run it down the field and into the end zone. So Taysom Hill, good matchup against the Indianapolis Colts who've been giving up a lot of points to tight ends, even though this is not really a conventional tight end.
Tight end 7 over the last 2 weeks, by the way. Just putting that out there for those of you keeping score at home. D-Bro, what do you got streaming tight end this week?
So, people, I know the first comment is going to be, well, he's not out there in my league. Jake Ferguson is below 50% in multiple leagues. People got squeezed for buys and stuff. If he's out there, pick him up, start him. The Rams have been a tight end funnel. Jake Ferguson almost ran 90% of the routes in the last game of the Cowboys played. Fourth most receiving yards, fourth most receiving touchdowns, and third most fantasy points per game allowed to tight ends. Jake Ferguson is going to be a top 10 option this week.
All right. How about a streaming defense, D-Bro? What do you have for the people?
Why are the Atlanta Falcons still out there? We keep bringing them up. The Detroit Lions were the previous one. I might not be a huge Arthur Smith fan, but I am a huge fan of this defense. Third in pressure rate. They're allowing the fourth lowest yards per play. And look at that. They get the Tennessee Titans. We could see Malik Willis under center, and turnovers and sacks will be provided. Enjoy.
That's a good one. They've had double-digit fantasy points 2 weeks in a row, 11 and 15 last 2 weeks. Pat, streaming defense of the week for you is who?
Oh, it's the Chargers. You know, like Tyson Bagent acquitted himself pretty well in his first NFL start against the Raiders. But man, I still want to target the undrafted rookie free agents quarterback with my streaming defense.
For those of you without free agent budgets, let's talk about the priority waiver wire pickups of the week. Pat, let's run through your top five guys. Who is it?
A guy we haven't talked about is at the top, Kyler Murray. Like if he comes back and look, obviously, if you have Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, you're not bidding a lot on Kyler Murray, if at all. But man, if you've been streaming and you're looking for a solution, here's a guy who can put up a lot of points. Maybe doesn't run quite as aggressively coming off the ACL surgery, but I do think he can be like a permanent answer for you at the quarterback position. So he's number one for me. Then Daryl Henderson, then Josh Downs, then Amari DiMercato, and then Tank Dell, number five.
Okay, well, for Kyler Murray's sake, I hope that the offensive line starts playing a little better, because watching yesterday, my God, it's like they didn't know they could play with their hands. They just go just kind of standing there. I couldn't believe it. I kept watching. It's like they're just letting guys go by. It's like they're giving them high fives.
Ole,
it was
ole.
Crazy. Oh, it's like what is a very Matador-ish kind of feel to it. D-Bro, who are your top five ads this week? What do you have?
Daryl Henderson's number one, Josh Downs 2, Amari DiMercato is 3, Tank Dell 4, and I'm going to sneak OBJ in here because the matchup's at 5.
Listener mailbag.
Let's sneak in our listener mailbag question. This one's from Lad96. Again, it's free to join, fantasypros.com/chat. Get in our Discord and hang out with us and talk some ball. After this week, can I drop Jordan Love for CJ Stroud? I think we can answer to this collectively on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yes!
Please do that right now. There you go. Patience right now.
They might have actually finished with the same amount of fantasy points after this last week. I'm not really sure.
Oh, wow. D-Bro, getting harsh here at the end of the program.
I gotta go check the numbers.
if you need more help. Certainly the same amount of completions to Christian Watson almost. Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway, if you need more help, make sure you go hit up fantasybros.com for the waiver wire article and use all of our tools as well. Make sure you're using my playbook with the waiver assistant so you can check all your leagues at one time and see who's available and go add them. There's no quit here. Again, we're continuing to pound the pavement on the waiver wire streets until you get that fantasy championship. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown and Pat Fitzmaurice, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.